Welcome everybody to Inspiration in 10 for this week, where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts, Le'ilu Nishmat, and a memory of my father, Harav Gershom ben Harav ben Sion. This week's class is also dedicated to good health and strength for Naomi Bas Bela Adis and Shoshana Bas Rivka Rachel. Inspiration for today's talk came from the Rebbe's teaching on the Omer. And I'd also like to thank Rabbi Lazer Gurka, Rabbi Moshe Brisky for a story and a thought that I will be sharing later. The other day, I heard someone use the expression, "Oh, I just do it when I want to kill time." The expression was really burning in my ears because we are now in the period of the counting of the Omer, where we literally count each day between Pesach and Shavuot, and try to make each day count as we grow from the liberation and exodus from Egypt, making our way to full acceptance of the Torah at Sinai. Even before we get to the topic of the Omer, we are making a blessing on time itself. Each night we say the words, Hayom Yom, today is a day. I listened to these first words in the counting of the Omer and I asked myself, really now, was today really a day? Was it a worthwhile, productive day? The first mitzvah that the Jews received upon exodus from Egypt was HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem. Set a calendar. Take control over time. One may say, well, what's the point? God controls time. Every second and every minute and every hour that passes will pass, whether I do something about it or not. It's not as if I can cram 120 seconds into a minute. I recently read of a woman by the name of Rivka, who was at the final stages of a terrible illness. She had to go to the hospital to be drained of fluid buildup periodically. Once after such a draining, she had to wait around for a doctor. Not wanting to waste her time, she made her way up to the geriatric floor to help feed some patients. While she was feeding a 90-year-old Russian woman, she noticed that the elderly American woman in the next bed had lost all interest in eating. Although she couldn't communicate to the Russian woman, she was able to speak to the American woman. She tried to convince her to eat. When the coaxing failed, she thought of a new tactic. She said, you know, you should eat. It will bring color to your cheeks and to your lips, and you'll have a glow in your skin. She wiped off a lipstick that she had in her purse, and she applied some lipstick to the elderly woman's lips, and then she showed her reflection in the mirror to see how nice she looked. The woman ate. Rivka was pleased that she had managed to use her precious time optimally by feeding two patients at once. Each day she would ask herself, what did I do today to bring me closer to God? What did I do today for others? Hayom Yom, is today a day? During the Middle Ages, a certain Jew, as were many, was thrown into prison by the pirates, the landowner. This particular landowner decided to show a morsel of mercy to the man who was his prisoner for life. He said, because I'm a nice guy, I will grant you one day of freedom a year. On that day, you can do whatever you please. You can spend it with family, with friends, synagogue, as long as you're back in 24 hours or else. The man was confounded. Which day should he choose? Rosh Hashanah, should he spend the new year in shul with community, or the somber and holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur? He would want to spend it in shul, praying with a minyan. Maybe a happy holiday like Simchas Torah or Purim. Or how could he not choose to be home for the Pesach Seder? What about a personal celebration like a birthday or anniversary? The fellow wrote a letter to the Jewish leader of that generation, the Ratbaz, and he asked his advice. I've been given one day of freedom a year. Which should I choose? Which would you choose, my friends? Which would be the most meaningful? The Ratbaz replied, You should choose the first opportunity you have for freedom. It doesn't matter if it's Shabbos or if it's a weekday, if it's a holiday or not. If you are given an opportunity of freedom, take it immediately. The soonest day that you can get out and live properly and take control of your own day, the soonest opportunity to see your wife and kids, grab it. And that's exactly what he did. He made a day out of a day. Hayom Yom. And you can be sure that he spent every moment of those 24 hours properly. One of the most important and outstanding words that jump out at us from the Shema is the word Hayom, today. God requests of us in these most foundational sections of the Torah that we keep these most fundamental precepts of loving God, fearing God, serving God close to our hearts, keeping Him close to our hearts today. Which day? Every day. God gives us the mandate to make every day count by elevating it, by using every moment wisely. In Judaism, the concept of killing time doesn't exist. We count. Hayom Yom. The days, we count them. Not just in the Sfira period, but every single day. A fellow was getting ready to spend the beautiful Sunday morning lazing about in the yard when he turned on the radio and he heard an old man talking about a time when he did the math and realized that on average people live for 75 years, which amounts to 3,900 weeks. At his age, 55 at that time, he realized that he only had 1,000 weeks left to live. He filled a jar with 1,000 marbles, and each Sunday he removed one marble. Watching the jar slowly deplete helped him appreciate the value of time. Let me tell you something before I hang up and take my lovely wife out for breakfast, he said the elderly man. This morning I removed the last marble from the jar. If I make it to next week, I've been given a little more time, and we can all use a little more time. Some of us are very busy. We run through life as if we're out of time. We barely finish breakfast. We're off to work. We rush home from work. We hit the gym before coming home, if we're that good. We burn the candle on both ends, rushing through the day to get to the evening and through the night to get to the morning. We multitask whenever possible, and we get it wrong as often as not. Then we start all over again. In truth, there's time for everything. When God planned your day, He gave you enough time to complete your entire to-do list. If we start the second task only after completing the first and complete the second before fretting over the third, there's time for everything. King Solomon, the wisest of all men, said, there's a time to laugh and a time to cry, a time to wake and a time to sleep, and I imagine even a time to relax. If we stick to our time slots, we will discover that time lasts longer than we think. Judaism has pre-assigned time slots for everything. There's a time for prayer and a time for study, a time to light candles, and a time when kindling is forbidden. If we sound the shofar on Passover, we are wasting our time. But if we sound it on Rosh Hashanah, it's a mitzvah. If we eat matzah on Yom Kippur, it's a terrible sin. But if we eat it at the Seder, it's an expression of our heritage. Last week's Torah portion, we read how a person brought a gratitude offering upon his return from a dangerous voyage, a journey through the desert, hospitalization, imprisonment. With the offering, he acknowledged that when he was in danger, his life was meant to end. His miracle was a gracious but undeserved gift from the Almighty God. By rights, he should have died. It was his destiny, his fate. Yet God mercifully extended his life, and for this, the fellow was grateful. He was given a gift of time, a little extra time, and we can all use a little extra time. How much time was he given? To this, we have no answer. To this, we need no answer. When life is returned as a gift, we don't ask how much we're given. Instead, we ask, what was it given for? we reflect on the value of time and resolve to utilize our gift for noble and holy purpose. How much does it matter? How it will be used does. Not every person can cherish life and live in each moment all the time, because mostly we do not truly cherish life until, God forbid, it's truly threatened. But it's not an all or none proposition. We might be unable to give everything away today and save nothing for tomorrow, as some great people were well known to do. But we can learn to stop and smell the roses and to take advantage of every opportunity as it comes and not waste the present thinking only of the future. Each day can be its own. Each time slot can be cherished. Hayom Yom. As we finish counting this period of the Omer, let's internalize the message of counting the days. Perhaps we can find a few moments in our day to say an extra prayer or to make a call to a friend who needs a listening ear. We can have the time of our life, putting life into our time. Thank you, everybody, for helping me elevate the airwaves, L'iloi Nishmat, and in memory of my father, Rav Gershom and Rav Ben Sion.